Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
There are calls for a wider inquiry into trading practices at Davy Stockbrokers and personal sanctions for those involved in a 2014 bond deal. A central bank inquiry led to the resignation of its chief executive and two senior figures in the firm over the weekend. Co-leader of the Social Democrats and TD for Dublin North West, Roisin Shortall, joins me on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you for joining us on the programme. What exactly are you calling for in relation to Davy?
Well, I think the actions so far are just a starting point, really. The 4.1 million fine that was imposed on the company is a fine on the company itself. So it's a corporate fine. It doesn't relate to the 16 individuals concerned. I think in relation to the fine, while many of us would think 4 million was a large amount of money, it's important to put it in perspective too, given that the company itself is estimated to be worth about 400 million. That represents about 1% of the value of the company. So it's a relatively small enough fine from that point of view.
Mm-hmm. But the reputational damage done to the company is unquantifiable.
Well, the reputational damage, yes, and who's responsible for that? You know, the company has to take responsibility for that, as well as the 16 individuals. And we have to ask why it is that, in spite of the fact that this particular behaviour took place in 2014, that it wasn't until 6 years later that the company actually acted on it. So there's questions there for the company, and also the fact that...
Are there questions as well, though, for the central bank as to why that inquiry took 6 years?
Oh, there are indeed, yes. And, you know, that inquiry started in 2016, and there's quite an undue delay in actually making findings on that, and the central bank needs to explain that. I asked some of these questions in the Dáil last week, and the Minister for Finance referred me to the central bank as the regulator. And for that reason, then I wrote to the central bank on Friday, setting out 10 questions, which I think they have to answer, both in terms of providing the public with further information and essential information in relation to the individuals themselves, the 16, why weren't they named, what happened to the money that was made from this transaction, and various other questions for the company. But the central bank, as the regulator, needs to assure the public that, that we can have confidence in the regulatory system. And to date, it's hard to have that. We have to see now what further action the central bank is prepared to take in relation to both the company and the 16 individuals.
Okay, and of course we know the government is a big client of Davy through the NTMA, and the NTMA will have this bond auction later this week on Thursday. I see Piers Doherty from Sinn Féin just this morning saying the NTMA has no choice but to cut all ties with the firm. Failing to do so, he says, amounts to the government turning a blind eye to malpractice in high finance. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree with that, yes. I mean, there's two areas where Davy have a very central role in terms of involvement with government institutions, and that's in relation to them being the brokers for the NTMA. I think that's entirely inappropriate at this stage. And I also believe that Davy's central involvement in the stock exchange is also inappropriate. It's a question of what is the culture that we want to be pursued by the financial institutions in this country, and also what are the ethical standards that apply. And government really needs to pass judgment on this and take a stand. Okay. And certainly the kind of standards that we've seen, low standards in Davy over a number of years, cannot be seen to be setting the standard for other companies. I think they're doing damage to other companies. I think they're also, you know, there are also questions there for the public's right to know, the clients of Davy, and also the staff who haven't been involved in this kind of activity.
The NTMA, I see, has declined to say whether Davy will be involved in that bond auction on Thursday. I mean, would you expect the NTMA to clarify, you know, what that the answer to that question is, Davy involved or not?
Yes, absolutely. You know, they cannot continue with showing a blind eye to the kind of awful activity and unethical activity that Davy were involved in. So it's either, you know, acceptable behaviour, it's an acceptable culture, or it's not. And it's time for the NTMA and indeed the government to take a stand on this.
The chairman of Davy, John Corrigan, he join Davy 4 months after leaving the NTMA. That's extraordinary, is it not?
It certainly is. And we've seen this time and time again where people move seamlessly from either advising ministers, from government departments or other state agencies to the private sector. And clearly there's a conflict there. Our legislation is far too weak in this regard, and we cannot have that close relationships and interaction between state agencies and the private sector. It's just far too close. And again, you know, this has been highlighted on several occasions. The government has failed to act on this in relation to introducing legislation. We've seen it with government ministers as well. You know, and there were a couple of examples over recent years in relation to the banking sector and the insurance sector. So it's an unhealthy relationship, and there should be proper standards applying there, and that requires legislation.
Now, he is saying, along with the board of Davy, that they're committed to proceeding with this independent review of the regulator's findings. Is the board the right place for that independent investigation to begin?
Well, it's up to the board of a private company to do what it wishes in terms of internal inquiries. But my concern is with the government's position on this, and also in relation to the central bank's position as the regulator. Now, you know, to date, the actions that have been taken are not on a par with the scale of the impropriety involved. And for that reason, the central bank must go further, and it must provide further information. That's why I raised the questions with them. So, for example, do they intend referring this case to the Office of the Director of Corporate Enforcement? Do they intend publishing the agreement that they reached with Davy? Can they clarify whether the actions that these 16 people from Davy were involved in was actually criminal activity in 2014? Is it currently criminal activity? And are there shortcomings in legislation there? And are they going to make recommendations to government? So not only, you know, is the reputation of Davy at stake here, and that has been very seriously damaged, but there is also an onus on the central bank to assure us that they have the capacity to actually be an effective regulator in this area. And if not, if they don't have those powers, well, then there's an onus on them to highlight the gaps in legislation if their powers are not sufficient.
Okay.
But to date, their actions are not enough, and they need to go an awful lot further.
So the journalist Tom Lyons, who is the CEO of the Currency, the online publication, he has said that there are very few bodies in this country that have not had dealings with Davy in the past. So if that is correct, and if we accept that, that would seem to suggest that an independent international investigator would be most appropriate, and that's where this should go.
It is a problem with us being such a small country and there being such close relationships between the political system, the public sector and private industry. And as I say, that has been shown over many years to be a very unhealthy relationship in many respects. And that's why it's really important that you have very good regulation of this sector and strong legislation to support that regulation. It seems that there are significant gaps there. Now, it's up to the central bank to assure us that they are capable of seeing this through to the end, and that they need to set out, and I would hope that they do that this week, set out what other actions they intend taking in relation to Davy. If they're not capable of doing that, well then I think, yes, we do have to go outside the country and bring in independent experts, it's all too cosy at the moment.
Okay. One other matter I wanted to ask you about. Maria Cahill has called for the immediate removal of the former Guardian editor Alan Rusbridger from the Commission on the Future of Media. This is following his comments on the media columnist Roy Greenslade's failure to disclose his support for the IRA. Do you think it's appropriate for Alan Rusbridger to continue to sit on the Future of Media Commission?
Well, I'd say, first of all, I think it's despicable, the action that Roy Greenslade took in working for various newspapers, various outlets over many years without declaring his close association with Sinn Féin and the IRA's campaign of violence. And it's quite ironic that, you know, the allegation he made against Maria Cahill was about not disclosing. He didn't disclose over a long career, and it's ironic that his most recent job has been lecturing on media ethics. Catholics. In relation to Alan Rusbridger himself, you know, he seemed to be in the same situation as many other editors in not being aware of the close ties between Greenslade and the IRA campaign. Alan Rusbridge came out yesterday and said that he was completely unaware of this. He apologised for the implications of that awful article. And now I think it's a matter of whether he can be taken on his word or whether there needs to be further questioning of him. And given his role on the Media Commission, I think it's only fair that the Taoiseach and indeed the Minister responsible, Catherine Martin, would meet with Mr. Rusbridger and inquire further in relation to what he knew about the circumstances.
So you're not calling for his immediate removal, because there are those who would say an editor's job is to know whether Roy Greenslade had a leaning or was supportive of that organisation, particularly when he wrote that article about Maria Cahill.
Well, I think it's true to say that editors of several other newspapers, The Telegraph, The Sun, The Mirror, The Sunday Times, for whom Mr. Greenslade worked, those editors claim that they weren't aware of it either. They may have been aware of his general leanings, but not the fact that he was so centrally involved, and also that he was writing under a pseudonym on Fublocked. Obviously, Sinn Féin were very well aware of that. So I think there is a need to meet with Mr. Rusbridger and probe the issue further. I think on the basis of what we heard from him yesterday, there isn't evidence there, but I think it needs to be pursued, and the minister concerned needs to get to the bottom of it.
Okay. And what do you think of the Minister for Justice facing having to resign potentially in order to take 6 months maternity leave?
I think it's an appalling situation. I mean, there is a statutory entitlement to maternity leave in every other job apart from in politics. And it's just incredible that this issue hasn't been dealt with. The advice is that it requires a constitutional amendment. I think the government needs to commit to that if that is the case. But I also think that it would be shocking to think that a minister would have to resign from cabinet. And some arrangement needs to be made to ensure that she is facilitated in taking the necessary leave. But, you know, we really need to move with the times, and the government needs to make a commitment on that. It would be appropriate that they would do it today on International Women's Day, and I'd call on them to do that.
Roisin Shortall from the Social Democrats, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk about those new guidelines which will see awards for minor whiplash injuries cut by more than half.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.